Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Amy, hey, Doug Hoff calling.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm busy running around as always.
Yeah.
And it comes too quick is all.
I know, right? And you were out of town last week, you said?
Yeah. I was out of town up until late Thursday night, so it just kind of was crazy week.
Yeah.
So.
Visiting partners and whatnot?
Yep. I was in California pretty much Monday through Thursday. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I do that, like I said, once a month I try to.
Mm-hmm.
Just to put names with faces and just a more personal touch. So it actually works well.
Okay.
So I'll be out to see you guys probably next month. I'll plan on it. I'll let you know way in advance, though, just so.
Okay.
Nothing formal, just kind of pop in and introduce and answer any questions, mm-hmm. meet some people. That's how I usually do it.
Yeah, that's how we like to interact with our lenders as well, just kind of put some faces to names of who we work with.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Hey,
just
so about the syndication, let me just kind mm-hmm. of explain it to you, and then if you have any questions, let me know.
Sure.
What it is, we allow up to 50% syndication on deals.
Okay.
So, for example, the way the process flow works, you get an offer, you send in the contract, at or about a day or two before or earlier, whenever you want to, but usually a day or two before, or the day of funding, whichever time you decide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really in the transaction, when you get the offer, you probably won't, but once you get the contract in, and, the steps, and we're moving towards funding, let me know what percentage.
Okay.
You want to fund on the deal. So, for example, $50,000 deal, you say, you shoot me an email, say, Doug, please send syndication docs at 50%. So I just syndication upon at that point will immediately send you docs to sign. And then you honor about the day we fund, like the day before, the day of, or the day after,
mm-hmm.
in that little window there, you just wire your money in. The $25,000, let's just say. And what we charge is we charge a 3% syndication fee
on
your syndication amount. What that involves is setup, collection, processing, handling of payments, everything like that. If it does go into collections, we handle all that.
Yeah.
So there's really nothing you do from that point forward.
Okay. Is this a one-time syndication fee, or will this be on every deal that we
choose
to? Okay.
Yeah, per deal basis. And with payments, we pay weekly. So to you, so as the process goes, as we collect, a daily remits of every Friday, let's say,
mm-hmm.
We'll wire the payments to you. So it works out good. We pay commission on the net, so we're not going to pay you commission on the amount you're funded, so we only pay the 12% or whatever commission amount you're taking on
mm-hmm.
the net amount, the net funded amount, which makes sense. And the process goes pretty smooth. Anybody who syndicates with us, I never get questions or concerns or anything about getting paid or anything like that. So. It works out really well.
Okay.
So, and we have a portal where you can kind of track everything, which I'll send that to you shortly. That kind of shows what deals you funded, if you are syndicating, deals you had offers on. Our portal is actually pretty good and pretty involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's real time. So, for example, let's say you got funded a contract in on the deal, and underwriting, clearing steps, you can jump in the portal and see, they cleared the landlord, they cleared the driver's license, they cleared the voided check, they still need proof of ownership or whatever for some reason.
Uh-huh.
You see the same, so if you're in there, like I've got a couple guys who are in there, like every, when they get a contract in,
mm-hmm.
they're like all over it. So they're like, hey, I see that they just cleared this, when is the funding call happening? So they're actually usually ahead of me because they're in their deal. I'm in every deal, they're in their deal. So
yeah.
It's real time. So as they clear, the underwriter clears steps, you'll see. So it's a really good tool to use, and I'll get that over to you, too. So, and then also, like, for syndication, it shows you. It also shows you when commission's paid. So let's say, for example, you send in a deal. Let's say you don't syndicate on it, and you're wondering, hey, when our commission is paid between 1 and 7 days. Usually okay. on a direct remit loan, it's 1 to 3 days, and on an MCA, we have a lock box or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer because we have to wait for batching and so on.
Okay.
But it'll show pending, or it'll show funded for commission. So you know when your commission is going to come. So if it's funded, it'll be there the next day. We pay commissions Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So if you close a deal, let's say late Friday, it may not hit until the Wednesday funding. That's why
okay.
I say 1 to 3 days before they can get it out and done. So, but that's all in the portal that shows all that. And like I said, the syndication process is fairly simple. I'll send you a sample syndication document to review.
Okay. So this is something that's okay. also to be completed each time that we do syndicate.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because of the fact it's specific to deals.
Sure.
Let's say you have a $200,000 deal. You only want to fund 50. So if we do a blanket syndication, if you're going to participate 50% in every deal, we could do that. So it's basically a per-deal basis for you, just depending on how comfortable you are, what you want to do.
Yeah.
Also, to let you know, we underwrite the deals. We don't underwrite the deals
until you guys
syndication
get...
partner.
Okay.
No, we underwrite the deals, but not until you get a contract in, of course. But, well, we
gotcha.
Actually do that. Number one, so we don't underwrite it. So we don't look like, oh, they're participating 50%. So maybe I can be a little bit more aggressive on this deal. No, we protect you, and by doing that, we underwrite the deal as a normal deal, whether you're syndicating or not.
Mm-hmm.
And on our offers, I don't know if I told you this to begin with, another good thing about us, which a lot of our partners like, is when you send in an application with 3 months bank sim, it's fully underwritten by an underwriter.
Okay.
So more than likely, of course, sometimes conditions breed condition and stips breed stips, but more than likely if you satisfy what's on there, you're funding the deal and loans and everything makes sense. So I may have told you that earlier in a conversation, but
yeah.
I don't know if I did or not. So it's fully under it, which our partners love, because then like a lot of companies will have a clerk, a $10 an hour person looking at it to begin with, oh yeah, this looks good, we'll give it an A and credit grade or whatever, and here's it, and then gets into the underwriter goes, whoa, we got ownership issues, we need another application, we got to pull credit on the other owner, tons of things can arise. We're fully underwriting up front. We're trying to tie out ownership. We're, trying to tie out landlord now. We have a new STIP policy that's great. Our old STIP policy used to be based on dollar. Now, if you
yeah.
satisfy 3 or 4 certain things, you're not going to get a site, not get decision logic. Even if it's a $130,000 deal, you know what I mean? So we've been pretty aggressive in doing that. So.
Okay.
But yeah. So anyway, I'll send you the sample syndication, and if you have any other questions, on it, let me know.
Yeah. Generally, like with your guys' STIP list, do you guys require like decision logic or like a month-to-date bank
no.
statement?
No. The only time we do it used to be we used to be dollar amount driven.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, and we have high-risk pegs, which again, sometimes I get too detailed and. I'll never get into detail, but I'd rather my partners be upfront. No, we have high risk tags occasionally. Like, for example, Nevada, Florida, Illinois, and Texas are considered high risk states based on performance of merchants. So those four would get a high risk tag. So it used to be, if there were no high risk tags, anything over 70 and higher as an offer amount,
uh-huh.
would get decision logic. If it had a high risk tag, it'd be 45 and over would get decision logic.
Okay.
The high risk tags have not gone away, but the dollar amounts have. So let's say if we look at the bank statements and we have like a checklist now, and they are no to all those questions in our new STIP policy, you're not going to get decision logic no matter what the dollar amount is. So if there's
okay.
anything that says yes, and it's like, is the bank statement declining or something? So something weird question. Then if it's you may get decision logic. You get decision logic now on a $10,000 deal or $120,000, or you won't get one on a $10,000 and you won't get one on a $120,000. It just depends on the deal.
Okay.
Same thing with site now. If we can call them, site's actually easier to explain than decision logic. If we can call, get the merchant on the phone, if they have web presence, if you can see it on Google Maps, those are all yes, are all good. There's not going to be a site.
Okay.
So it's more based on if the deal looks real on the surface. No
yeah.
site, no decision logic. If there's anything that hiccups in it that we're not sure of, you're going to get a site or decision logic. Like if we call and they don't answer the phone and it's a restaurant, at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and open for lunch.
Yeah, that's kind of questionable, right?
We'll throw a sight on it. I know that's an extreme example, but you know, that's one of them. You know, and so those are our new STIP policy, which it's really great. I mean, I've seen offers come back now with like 2-3, you know, void a check, color copy of driver's license, landlord reference, and that's it. And it's so, and that's $100,000 deal, where before it would be decision logic, 6-month bank statements, site inspection, order check. You know, it just looked a little bit sloppier than it does today.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just kind of wondering, like, on the syndication aspect, like, we have a couple partners that we syndicate with, and as soon as we have docs out on that deal, that's when internally credit will, you know, do our underwriting and our due diligence, look at the deal. Sometimes those lenders will give us the decision logic that, like, the customer completed, so that way we have that information to make our participation decision. So I was just wondering if that's something that you guys use currently, but it doesn't sound like you do.
We do use it, and we do use it often. We used to. We're not going to probably use it quite so much anymore unless the deal is in question.
Okay, and in those cases, would it be possible to, like, copy or request a copy of that from you guys, or would that come from funding, most likely?
Yeah, no, if the funding underwriter or my support team or me, just let me know, and yeah, we can send over the results. Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, with everything that I sent back, the agreement and then our voided check, like direct deposit page. Did you see anything that was incomplete or anything that you need me to work on?
No, we should be fine. I sent it to my guy, and he's pretty good at, pretty quick at letting me know if we're good. So I haven't heard anything back, but that typically means you're okay.
Sure.
And if I do need anything, I'll let you know.
Sounds good.
We're pretty much good to go, and then I'll send you that sample syndication back later this afternoon.
Okay, awesome. And I think once we have this squared away, we'll go ahead and, you know, up our submissions to you guys. We did see a couple of approvals that we really did like just in that trial period, so we'll keep on using you.
Perfect. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised on how well and clean we'll do things for you.
Yeah, it's been, you know, smooth so far, and I appreciate you just being up front and available for all of our questions. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. I mean, I'll send over that thing, and if you have anything else, let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.